Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Ches, and we are on Zion Amud Beis. We are still in the sugyas Befanei Nechla, Befanei Nechtam, but today we have some other inyanim as well that come up. So again, let's start again from the stira in the Braisa. Says the Gemara on Zion Amud Beis, a little more than halfway down. Tana Chada, Hamevi Get Besfina, Kamevi Be'eretz Yisrael. One Braisa is if somebody brings a get in a boat, so it's like he brings it in Eretz Yisrael. V'tanya Itach, Kamevi Bechutz Laretz, as if he brings it in Chutz Laretz. So we think at this point this means that, as Rashi says, the get was written in the boat, and we're talking about water, bodies of water within Eretz Yisrael, and that is the stira. Do we consider the boat as if it is in Eretz Yisrael, as physically it is within the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, or no, it's not on the karka of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it wouldn't be called Eretz Yisrael. It is an unusual connection. Tosfos already points out that what does get have to do with this type of boat? The boat case, it seems to be specifically connected to mitzvahs atulios ba'aretz. Is it called the karka of Eretz Yisrael or not? Tosfos is already bothered by that. And Dibur Maschil Ha, V'yim Tomar, Uma Inyan Get Eitzel Meiser. What is the connection between get and meiser? Atua, maybe get ba'aliyah of the Eretz Yisrael. What if somebody brings a get in an attic in Eretz Yisrael? Yechashiv Kemevi B'chutz La'aretz. Is it going to be the same kind of connection? Idea Mishum to offer Haba Sham Mechutz La'aretz Patimi Meiser. Wait, it's a din of being connected to the ground? So what's the difference between a second floor or a boat? Right, they both should be have the same halacha once you're comparing it. So Tosfos answers Yomari Delo Dami. Tosfos says, I understand, but don't compare the cases of the attic and the boat. Delo Dami Da Aliyah Karka Shetachteha Barzriahi Verotui Lehischaya B'Maiser B'Shvius Mashenki B'Svina. Tosfos does not seem to reject the comparison totally. What Tosfos can't, because the Gemara makes the comparison. Tosfos though is trying to explain it, that you can't compare it to an attic, because at least an attic is on Karka. It's in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a ground, a level or two up. But that doesn't ruin it. Mashenkin here, a boat on water is totally a different type of existence underneath, and therefore that's how the Gemara can make the comparison. But again, Tosfos' question highlights the fact that the connection is somewhat surprising, even though Tosfos explains it the best that they can. So anyway, back to the Gemara. The Gemara has the stira. So is a boat like Eretz Yisrael or not? So the Gemara is going to have three answers to this question. Number one, Amar Reb Yirmiyah, Lokasha, Ha Reb Yehuda, Ha Rabbanan. So Machlokas Tanaim. Yet, Sira and Bryce's, that's always the easiest answer. It's reflecting two different opinions. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Chala, Afar Chutz La'aretz, Haba Besfina La'aretz. If one is coming in a boat and one has dirt of Chutz La'aretz in the boat that is now in Eretz Yisrael, and then what happens? Then what happens? Rashi on the first wide line in the last section. Vizaro besvina vitzamcha. You have dirt from Chutz La'aretz in a boat, and you plant something in the boat. And then it grows in the boat. So what is the halacha of that plant that's growing in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael, but it's dirt of Chutz La'aretz on the boat? So what is the halacha? Afar Chutz La'aretz haba besvina la'aretz. Chayiv b'maiser u'b'shvius. The Rabbanan hold, the Tanakama holds, that is Chayiv, Mida Araisa. So sounds like in Meiser and Shvius, because it's the airspace, it is within Eretz Yisrael's borders, and therefore one would be Chayiv. The rivers of Eretz Yisrael are considered like Eretz Yisrael themselves. Amar Reb Yehuda, no. Amasai, Bizman Shas, Svina Gosheshes. When do you say that it would be Chayiv? Only if the Svina is sitting in very shallow water, and it's basically touching the ground. Rashi says, "Ein mayim amukim," very shallow water, so that there's no disconnect between the physical ground and the boat, and that's when it would be considered in Eretz Yisrael and chayiv and shumas and meisers. So within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says it's only chayiv when the svina is touching, but if the svina is not touching or it's not shallow water, so then pater. So that's the answer to the stira. The brisa that says that it's like bringing it in Eretz Yisrael, that's like the Rabbanan. Automatically, the wadis of water are considered like Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's got to be physically touching. And there, that brisa would hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it would not be automatically like Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Melech points out already that it's what the Mishnah specifically says offer Chutz La'aretz. What if it was offer Eretz Yisrael? Why did the Dafka say offer Chutz La'aretz? It must be even. even Afar Chutz La'aretz, would be Kadosh, as long as you're in the, either it's Gosheshes or even it's not Gosheshes, right? Even Afar Chutz La'aretz. Is there, talking about the Afar itself, this is going in one direction. You have Afar of Chutz La'aretz coming into Eretz Yisrael. What about Afar of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz? Does that have Kedusha? If I would take dirt of Eretz Yisrael, bring it to Chutz La'aretz and plant there. So Pashas, you would say the same thing. It does not have Kedusha. Because now, the Iker, it's batel, so to speak, to the dirt of Chutz La'aretz, and it, there would not be a Chiv in the Trubas and Maestras if you bring it to Chutz La'aretz. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses, so is there any Adifas, is there any Halacha, is there any Minhag of bringing Afar Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? What's the case? There was a case that somebody had to leave Eretz Yisrael, and for political reasons, for other reasons, and he took some of Eretz Yisrael, the dirt of Eretz Yisrael with him. Is there an inyan in that? Ha'im eish inyan katzeh. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, right in the Gemara Darshan's on this pasuk at the end of Maseches Ksubis, ki ratzu avadecha savaneha ves afara yechonenu, and you roll around in the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, but does it lose that status once you take it to Chutz La'aretz? Like here, the Afar Chutz La'aretz gained status. Now it has Kedusha. What about the opposite? He says, Yeshul his topic, imish maila ba'afar Eretz Yisrael b'chutz La'aretz. De yitachein, de afar Eretz Yisrael gambios b'chutz La'aretz yeshul maila. Ela, de benogela, shubas and maestras, yenikas chutz La'aretz mevateles maila sa'afar. Is it that it has some significance, but the yenika, the nourishment from Chutz La'aretz is mevatel? Or do you say, no, it's not just mevatel, it loses the status, right? But let's say, nogea to the maila of kfura, there is a minag of a number of chever kadishas and chutz La'aretz to bury with a little thing of dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So is that really anything? Because it's not Eretz Yisrael. And regarding Trubas and Maestras, there is no chiyuv. So, or you might say, maybe you're not allowed to take the dirt of Eretz Yisrael outside. It's kadosh, it's like Peiros of Shemitah and other Dvarim Shebikdusha that you're not allowed to take out to Chutz La'aretz. Either way, this is a discussion, and the Chevra Kadisha should follow their minhagin that they have followed, being that minhag of taking dirt is based on a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yeridei and Shitzah Makimel, Yesh Noagim Laseis Me'afa Eretz Yisrael Bekever, Ve'yesh Laminhag Zeh Amashi Yismuch. Right, that's what the Ramah quotes. And here the Chashuk Echemen quotes the Tamei HaMinhagim in the name of the Sefer Maver Yabok. Shim Yielo Me'af Eretz Yisrael Yasim Tachas Ameis Besod Kiratzo Avadech Zavadev Esafar Yechoninenu. And the Medrash Talpiot quotes Yasimu Al Einei Ameis Val Tiburo Val Milaso Me'af Eretz Yisrael Nechshav Kilu Kavur Mamash Be'Eretz Yisrael. Wow, I don't think that's Lamais. I think there's more of a schus to be buried actually in Eretz Yisrael, but to be buried with some dirt. That's an ancient minhag, but that is the opposite direction from Argamar. Argamar is about Afar Chutz La'aretz coming into Eretz Yisrael, and the Chashuk Echemen here discusses what about in the opposite direction, Afar Eretz Yisrael going to Chutz La'aretz. Number one. The other point to mention here is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, opposite from each other. What is the boat made out of that we're talking about? The boat that we're suggesting could have a chiyuv, according to the Rabbanan, directly without Gosheshes, and even only with Gosheshes. So Rashi says it has to be made out of earthenware, of cheres. That's the only type of boat that we could be talking about, and that does not need a hole in it, because, you know, that's not called a hefsek. That is Rashi. Tosfos says exactly the opposite. Tosfos, based on other sources, Tosfos goes to Rabbeinu Tam, the middle of Tosfos Atzitz, V'nirla Rabbeinu Tam Lehefech, V'shalcheres Boi Nekiva, V'shaleitz Lo Boi Nekiva. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of the materials, what is the boat made out of in this case? Okay, we're not going to go to the Lumdus there, we're going to continue. Okay, so that's the first answer of the Gemara. How do you answer the steer and the brises? Machlokas Tanoim. Second day, Abaya Amar, Havaha Reb Yehudahi. Maybe they both reflect the Shita of Reb Yehuda. V'lo Kasha, Kabizman, Shehena Sfina Gosheshes, Kabizman, Shehena Sfina Gosheshes, Machlokas Tanoim, but really, not. That's only the first day. This is within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and the difference is the state of the boat. Number two.
Is Goshesha similar to the Aliyah? In other words, the fact that...
So is the Goshesha similar to the Aliyah? So I would think Goshesha is even better, because Goshesha is on the ground. Right, it's similar to what Tosas wanted to say about the Aliyah. The Aliyah holds that underneath it would be Chayiv. I would say even if you wouldn't say it, like we have in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Rabbanon say you don't even need Gosheshes. Rabbi Yehuda says you need Gosheshes, but Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Aliyah case, right? Even though there's airspace. But we'll see more in the Gemara in a minute. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Atzitz Nakim Amunach Agabi Yesedos. If somebody has a flower pot, an Atzitz Nakuv, it has a hole on the bottom of it, Hamunach Agabi Yesedos, that is on pegs. We know in Halacha there are two types of Atzitziots. Atzitz Nakuv and Atzitz She'eino Nakuv. So here, Atzitz Nakuv usually is considered ground, because it has a hole in the bottom of it, and the roots could go through. So Atzitz Nakuv, that is on Yesedos. Banan L'machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. The Gemara is suggesting, Rabbi Zeira says, we know all over Shas, we talk about Atzitz Nakuv. So is this Atzitz Nakuv, would this be subject to the same machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? They have a machlokas in a boat. You have boat on top of water, on top of the ground. So is water the same as airspace? That's what the Gemara is suggesting here. That just like Rabbi Yehuda does not allow water, he wouldn't allow airspace. And therefore it would not be called connected to the ground if there was airspace. Just like he requires Gosheshes by the boat. But according to the Rabbanan, who say water is not a hafsik, so too airspace would not be a hafsik. So is this the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, and we should apply this machlokas to all the places in Shas where Atzitz Nakuv comes up? Says the Gemara, no, in either direction. Amar Rava Dilmalohi. Rava says, Reb Zeira, you don't have to say that. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hassam. Why does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Chala say that you need Gosheshes ela besvina ha asuya levroach? A svina is made to move, right? Levroach. Rashi says on top, mipnei shehi mahaleches kol shah. Moving. So that's why the water is going to be a hafsik, because it's not called stationary. Aval atzitz she'ino asu levroach lo. But an atzitz that's sitting on a tripod that is a little bit above the ground, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that, that the air is not a problem, because it's all stationary here, so that would be less of a problem. Inami, or the opposite. Ad kalo ka'ami Rabbanan hasam. When did the Rabbanan say there that you could be in the water? Ela visvina, delo mifsa gavira. Right there, there's no airspace. So it's water, but water connects to the ground. Demaya ki ara samichta damya. But the water is like extended ground. And therefore, that's why the Rabbanan would say it's not a problem. Aval atzitz de mifsik avira lo. But an atzitz, which has airspace, you would not say that. So in either direction, you could say there's a difference between air and water. The Rambam is the shita that is much discussed here in the poskim. The Rambam holds, this is in a Hilcha Shabbos Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilcha Shabbos, in Peraches Halacha Dalad, says the Rambam, Te'enim, Kozei talks about us, it's not Kavan Shabbos, and then he quotes, Gabshusis Shalafar, if you have a clod of earth, Sha'alu Ba Asavim, that has grass growing in it, you have some grass growing, Higbiya Me'al Ha'aretz Ve'hinicha Al-Gabi Yesedos, you picked it up from the ground and you put it on pegs. What is the halacha? Chayiv mishum tolesh. The Rambam says, you're a chayiv for detaching from the ground. Haisa agabe yesedos vihinicha al haaretz, chayiv mishum zoreya. If it's on the pegs, and now you have put it on the ground, then you are chayiv mishum zoreya. So the Rambam seems to paskin that atzitz nakuv is considered detached. Detached from the ground. That's a problem, because other areas of halacha, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. Right? That's what all the achronim point out. How does the Rambam here hold? Seems to say that if you pick it up from the ground, you put it, your chayiv. If we, what would be the svara for that? So says the Dvar Avram, the Kavanah Rav here, bases it on our Gemara. Bases a pshat of the Rambam on our Gemara. Why? This is the Dvar Avram in Simin Chaf Hei. Where he quotes this, discusses this Gemara, and he says, Svina ha'asuya levroach. There are two ways to understand that. Does that mean, the top line of our Gemara, does that mean that it could move, or that it is moving? What does that mean? It's made to move, and therefore, even when it's not moving, so we say that it is not called attached to the ground, or inherently, because it could move, that even if it's not, or it has to be. Hadamar Shadi Svina Asuya Levroach, the Ishlevari shall shnei panim. Number one, Lafishihi Asuya Meikara, Vidarka Levroach, Vishamachi Lohavigim Achubar, Afilu Bisho Sheina Barachas. Number two, Sheino Toli Bemashi Asuya Lakach, El Bemashi Barachas Befoal, to Oz Lohavigim Achubar, Baosa Shah. As it's moving, it's not called connected. Avo Bishashi Omedes, Dam Yelotzis Shagabi Yesedos, Fahavi Mechubar. What's the problem here? Now he gets to the problem. The Raman Paskins by Svina like Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Meaning you need Gosheshes. And if it's not Gosheshes, it's not, right? So that would be, how would that work? According to the other Rabbim in Ilcha Shabbos. So says the Dvar Avraham, I think the second approach. It has to actually be moving. And therefore, the Rambam can hold, says the Dvar Avram, when it's on the ground, it's called attached to the ground. As it's moving, now it's detached. When you put it on the pegs, now it becomes attached to the ground again. Because of this line, it goes by, is it actually moving or not? The Rambam can hold, it's mechuber on the ground, and it's mechuber on the pegs. Both of them. And why would you be chayiv in the, why would you be chayiv for putting it here and putting it there? Because, that it, when it's moving, it is not called mechuber. Lefizeh, nirali, lomayn milsa chadata. Tahada, atzitz amudach agabi yaseidos havi mechuber l'Rabbi Yehuda, aliva derava, v'chein laharambam depaza kavasei. Right, what did Rava just say? Over there, by the Svina, fine, but by the atzitz, you wouldn't say that. And by the atzitz, it would be called mechuber. It would be called mechuber because it's not moving. What do you mean? So how does the Rambam quote that if you bring it from the ground to the atzitz, why should you be chaya for tolish? Right after, it's still mechubar. Right, so Rabbi Bichayev says the Dvar Avraham because as it was moving, it became talush. Like the Gemara here, when it says Asuya Levroach, it means when it is moving, both by atzis and by the boat, that would be called talush. When you put it back on top, so then now you have been Bishashu Metutal Mimakam Mimakam Ba'avir Avi Talush Lefisha Oz Ino Omi Brim Komo V'dami L'Svina Bishashi Malacha Shedina Katalush V'yavavisha Davar Chadoshu Nachon Ubarur. And I think that is Nachon Ubarur, and that's what the Rambam says, that if you take a parfisa, you take the flower pot, and that's on the ground that you put on the Yesedos, Chai Mishim Talush, even though it's also Mechubar on the Yesedos, because you go by when it is moving. Then he says, according to this though, you should be Chayiv again for Zoraya, because it was mechubar, now it's talish, then it's zoreya. So he comes up with another answer. It says, maybe that's not zoreya. What's the yisod of zoreya? Zoreya means that you create a yanika. It could be, even though it's talish as it's moving, it still is yonek, minhag, from the ground. So it's enough for kotzer, but it's not enough for zoreya. Right? That's an interesting question. In Hilchos Shabbos, not for now, can you have a middle ground? Do you say that kotzer and zoreya are not exactly opposites of each other? And something that you might be b'chayef kotzer for, if you do the opposite, you might not be chayef for zoreya. Okay, that's important Dvar Avram for Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, let's continue now. So we said that you do not have to say that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan argue by general case of atzitz nakuf. That was answer, though, number two. You have a stira in the brises between whether dirt on a boat is considered like Eretz Yisrael or not. First answer was a machlokas tanoim. Second answer, it depends if the boat is sitting in the ground underneath, very shallow water. And now we have answer number three. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar on the fifth line, bin aharos to Eretz Yisrael, to kol yam lo pligi. If it's within bodies of water, within Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue there. There's no issue there, then for sure it's like Eretz Yisrael. Why? It could be based on what Tosfos was bothered by. Because Gittin has nothing to do with the physical ground. And if it's within the walls of Eretz Yisrael, it's Mitzuya Lekaimo, it's Mekiyan Lashma, we'd say that it's called Eretz Yisrael. There's no Machlokas if it's within the waters of Eretz Yisrael. Eleki Pligi B'yam HaGadol. The machlokas is if it's in the Mediterranean. That's what Yam HaGadol is called, the Mediterranean. The Tanya. As the Brisa said, it's not the largest Yam. The Torah Tzmima points that out already 100 years ago, even though it's called the Yam HaGadol. And there's even a bracha, Baruch Sha'asas Yam HaGadol. It could be that they knew it wasn't the greatest, or it connected, even though the Pacific is larger. This is part of the issue of this Gemara. Did they, the science of the times earlier, but at least they called it the Yam HaGadol here. For our purposes. The Tanya, so the Brisa says, Ezo, what's the machlokas? Ezo, Eretz, Ezo, Chutzlaretz. What are the borders of Eretz Yisrael and what are the borders of Chutzlaretz? So we're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara. Rashi says, Kolshes Shofei Aviyorid. So now we're on the northern border. First, we have a Kolshes Shofei Aviyorid mitore Amnon velifnim Eretz Yisrael. We have the mountains of by Har Hahar up there, the Tore Amnon. The whole area in the mountain range that slopes downward south, on the south side, that's Eretz Yisrael. Mituri Amnon, Velachutz, Chutz Laretz. But if it's on the slopes outwards, meaning on the north side of the slope, that would be Chutz Laretz, right? That's the border, the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi here quotes the Psukim in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Zei Yelachem Gvolt Safon, Minayam Agadol, from the Mediterranean, to Sa'u Lachem Har Hahar, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was buried up north. Shema Mina, so Har Hahar is Takua, right? The whole northern border is this mountain range, and we want to know, so which part of the mountain range is Eretz Yisrael, which part is not? So, it depends if it's on the slope outward, north side, or south side. Vaha Nisin Shebayam, what about the islands? The Nisin Shebayam to the west, what do you go by? Rowan Osan, Ki'ilu Chut Matuch Aleya Miture Amnon Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. You draw an imaginary line from Ture Amnon, which is all the way up north, all the way diagonal in the water to Nachal Mitzrayim, which is on the northeastern side of Egypt, closest to Eretz Yisrael, and you draw an imaginary line and all the little islands that are on the east side of that, that's considered Eretz Yisrael. Menachut v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, menachut v'lachutz Chutz La'aretz. Fine, that's the border. That's the border, which is a very small border. Very small within Eretz Yisrael, the islands. Rabbi Yehuda is much more expansive. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and the machlokes in between the Tanaim, is about you have a boat on the outside of this. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, Hareyuak Eretz Yisrael. You don't draw that imaginary line. You go, whatever's west of Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael. Just keep going west, into the water, whatever is exactly due west of the entire country. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says in the end of Bamidbar, Gvul Yam, the western border, V'hayalachem Hayam HaGadol, U'Gvul, that word is extra, that's what he darshits, Zeyalachem Gvul Yam, that would be the Pasuk. So everything due west of Eretz Yisrael is included, a much larger area. V'hanisin Shebet Studin, and what about the Nisin, the islands that are Bit Studin, what are the Nisin Shebet Studin? If the ones to the side here would mean north of Eretz Yisrael and south of Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Yehuda's borders go straight across horizontally. You draw a line, a horizontal line on the north and on the south, you go straight across towards the west, and everything north and south of that border is Chutz La'aretz. So Vanisa Shebet Stadin, Rowan Osan Kiilu Chut Matuach Alehen, you have as if you have an imaginary string drawn, Mi Kavloria Va'ad Yom Okeanis, that's on the north side, from Kafloria, which Rashi says is a city that sits in the north near Har Hahar, right on the north side, Uminacham Mitzrayim Vayom Okeanis, and from the Mitzrayim straight due west, and Minachut V'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, whatever is within the borders, is considered Eretz Yisrael, Minachut V'lachutz, Chutz La'aretz. So that's the Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah, whether the islands that are further out would be considered Eretz Yisrael or not. Let's just finish for a minute. For Rabban and Hai Ugvul, my Avdile, what did he do that extra word? Rabbi Yehuda includes it for going all the way out with the border. Hai mi boile lenisin, right? The Rabban use it to teach me islands at all are included. You might have thought that the border of Eretz Yisrael ends by the contiguous landmass, but islands are not included. Kamash Malan, they are. That's what the Ugvul. Rabbi Yehuda nisin lo tzrichi krab. No, you don't need a pasuk for that. Interesting to think about what that machlok is about. What would I have thought without a pasuk? Would I have thought that Eretz Yisrael ends at the shoreline? Or I would say no. Naturally, I would include some islands. So the question is, which islands? Right? What's that machlok is about? Maybe we'll get back to that, but Hashem, on Amid Beis. Rashi here has a line. Question is what he means. So it's Rabbi Yehuda says you go due west. Until where? How far do you go? How far do you go due west? You're going to hit some land, you're going to hit the Atlantic, you're going to hit America. How far west do you go? So Rashi, we know, lived in the 1100s, right? So before, or earlier. So Rashi just has a line. You can't really be medayik anything in Rashi. Rashi in the medium lines, in Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol hayam shekeneged avir k'shel Eretz Yisrael va'afilu ad okeanis lamayrav shehu sof ha'olam. Third skinny line, Hareyu k'Eretz Yisrael. What does Rashi mean by that? right? The Atlantic, which is west until the end of the world, at Sofa Olam. So again, did they know there are ancient sources about this spherical nature of the earth, but it wasn't totally accepted until later. So either way, did Rashi write whether the earth was flat or round? We're not getting into that right now. Connecting to the larger issue of science and the Talmud, some are machalik between Chazal, who had the special siyata d'shmaya, and the Rishonim in the medieval times. Either way, doesn't change the halacha right now. It goes, they just go due west. What if you have is America considered an Eretz Yisrael because it's due west? If you would go, you go straight, right? I don't have to move. I'm here, according to Rashi. It's so far, right? So I don't think we would say that. But either way, that's an interesting discussion. But Tosfos, the Rishonim here discuss, but forget America. What about Europe? What about Europe going straight due west? Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shal Rabbeinu Peter, L'Rabbeinu Tam. Bizman as a hoyel his chayev Rabbi Yehuda b'meiser shanu b'amra rabba shall Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you say the Eretz Yisrael has a din of whatever is due west, so the European countries that are due west on the other side of the Mediterranean, right? They knew of those countries that were reshown in there, so we should be chayev and meiseris. So Rabbi Natan answered, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, right? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Achinami maybe. Nachinami, what's his border? So he already, he has a landmass there. Again, would you say there's a difference there because at least that landmass is connected, right? Although if you go all the way around from the north, all the way going across, so it's connected. Maybe you would say, even though the other hemisphere is, would not be included. But either way, this is Tosfos, but Tosfos, obviously, assumes and knows that the European countries that they're talking about are west. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, Tosfos also discusses geography there. Right, Tosfos and Brachos Daf Lamed, which way you daven? Right, the Gemara there talks about you daven towards Yerushalayim, you daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos says, Achshav anu b'ma'arava shel Eretz Yisrael, alken anu ponim l'mizrach. Tosfos says we daven east, we daven Mizrach, because that's what Bali Tosfos were. Bali Tosfos were there, but if you look at other Rishonim, they give other directions. The answer is, it's just a geographical question. The Aruch HaShulchan summarizes this in Simin Sadi Dalid, where he quotes from the Rush and the Mordechai and the Torah that they all davened east. But he says, Rabbi Hussein, Har Rishonim, Shayu B'Tzarfas V'Ashkenaz, Ozi Shapir, Shemim Medinos, Elu Omdos Mamish, B'Ma'arava Shal Eretz Yisrael, Aval Rabbeinu, HaRamah, Shahayu B'Polin, V'Chein Medinasenu, Rusya, Shomdos B'Tzvon HaOlam, where we're north of Eretz Yisrael, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Imkein, Anachnu Neged Ma'aravis Tzvonis Shal Eretz Yisrael, right, we're northwest, Ukshanu Omdim Litzan Mizrach, Eino Mamish Keneged Eretz Yisrael, if we dive in east, not going to work. It's not facing Eretz Yisrael, right? We have to do Letzad Mizrachis Dromis. The Oz Yemechuvan Kedegar Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. Ach Ein Biyadina Livnos Birtzoneinu. We can't build our shuls like we would want to. Ki Abinyanim Naasim Al Pi Rishayon HaMemshala. Right? The government tells us exactly how to build the shuls, which corners, which direction. So we can't change that. But then he says, if you're medayik in the language, he thinks you're medayik in the language like Gemara and Brachas Daf Lamed. It doesn't say exactly. It means towards. He says, Klal Yisrael Eino Ozag. He's look around the world. He says, not every shul is exactly facing the Yerushalayim. Not exactly facing. He says, I think because if you look in the language, he says, Yechavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say Ya'amod keneged Eretz Yisrael. Yechavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. Keneged Yerushalayim. Mishum dezei yafshar b'chal makom. V'day be'itz tadudei ba'alma. Can the Messiah machzer panav, right, the case on the donkey, the case on the boat. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. You have to know exactly where you are. But get the general direction. Where you are. Right? If you're in South Africa, you're daven north. Right? If you're in the same time zone as Eretz Yisrael, just go straight up north. So wherever one is in Eretz Yisrael, all the tefillahs go through Eretz Yisrael. Okay, either way, but this is interesting shita of Rabbi Yehuda and west and how far it goes. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akok Eretz Yisrael v'chulu. But as we said, even if you say that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Europe might be included, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll talk about why America would not be included. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbeinu Tam would even say that, as we'll see soon. Bez Hashem. Rabbi Meir Omer, Akok Eretz Yisrael v'chulu. So, getting back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir held, there was a machlokas tanam. What about Akko? Akko's on the border. Rabbi Meir says, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Bo'i minei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Hamocher Avdo l'Surya. If somebody sells their Eved to Syria, which includes a number of countries there up north, including modern-day Syria and the like, those surrounding areas, we'll talk about what Syria is, called Kibush Yachid. If somebody sells their Eved, Kemocher b'chutz la'aretz dami olo, is it considered as if you sold your Eved to chutz la'aretz? What's the difference? So that's the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells us in the fourth parak, if somebody sells their Eved to chutz la'aretz, Yatza ben Chorin goes free. Why? Rashi quotes here that it's a knas. It's a knas that you're mafkia him, the Eved Kanani from mitzvos, and therefore the Chacham Morkonis here that he goes free. So what if he sold to Syria, right? A connected land. So Amar Lo Tani Tu up. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer Akko characters are legitin in la avadim lo. Only for gittin it would be like Eretz Yisrael, but for avadim it would not be considered Eretz Yisrael. The kol shegein Surya, the merchah gatuva, and surely Surya is beyond. So Surya is for sure chutz la'aretz regarding the halacha of selling one's evet. Period. So what is Surya? So if you look at Rashi, we'll do it here because it's on Amud Aleph. Surya is third wide line in Rashi. He aram tsova v'kavsha David v'hosifa al Eretz Yisrael. It was lands that David HaMelech conquered and added on to Eretz Yisrael. That's one ingredient in Rashi. We're going to wait to see the time of Amud Beis. Rashi will have a second ingredient. And what Kibush Yachid is. But number one, David HaMelech conquered it. Sounds like himself, and added it on to Eretz Yisrael. So let's keep that in mind, but first let's go back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. B'shlosha drachim shavsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael l'b'shlosha l'chutz l'aretz. In three ways, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. The Chachamim gave Surya the status of Eretz Yisrael. And in three ways, it's like chutz l'aretz. Simin av barak. Good. Afra, this is the ayin. Afra tamei k'chutz l'aretz. The dirt, the earth of Surya is tamei. The Rabbanan where goes their tumah on the dirt of chutz la'aretz, so Surya is also included in that. That's the ayin. Va'amocher avdo l'Surya kemocher b'chutz la'aretz. If somebody sells their eved to Surya, like we just said, it's like you sold it in chutz la'aretz. Va'amevi get me Surya kemevi b'chutz la'aretz. If you bring a get from Surya, it's like you're bringing from chutz la'aretz. Either lo mitzuyin l'kaimo, b'kiyin l'shma. Either way, those are the three ways that it is like chutz la'aretz. So why were Chazal gozer on the upper of Eretz of chutz la'aretz? Besides on a hashkafic level, but on a halachic level, that's a machlok discussion in the Rishonim. Two suggestions given. If you look in Rashi and Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yudalid, the Rambam also says this in the Pirush Mishnayos, because the other nations of the world have much more flexible burial laws. And they might bury anywhere, right? It's not as crucial to bury in a Beis HaKvaris, and therefore we have to be worried about Tumas Akum. Be worried about Tumas Meis throughout the country, all the countries, and therefore, that's why Chazal were goes there, especially for the burial of Nephilim, and that's why they were goes there. That's number one. Tosfos in Nazir, on Daf Nun Dalet, we have this back in Nazir, says maybe it's connected going way back, and that is Meisei Mabul. The Meisei Mabul were all over. Tosfos is assuming, like the Medrash that says, that the Mabul was not in Eretz Yisrael. It was over the world, but not in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why, Dafka Mala Gusha Gazru Nami Shemala Al Meisei Mabul, O Mipnei, or Tosfos says, Tosfos, who they lived at the times of the Crusades, Rov Me Yisrael Shenehar Gu B'chutz La'aretz. How many Jews have been killed in Chutz La'aretz? So that's another possibility. Right? So this is a discussion. Before all the Meisei Mabul, were they considered Jews? No, not Jews. There was no Jew then. So it was just like the first answer. So all this is discussing Tumas Akum, Tumas Ohel of Akum, Lachor it's Tumas Ohel. Because they would be buried, we just don't know where. We're not worried about Negiah, so that relates to Machlokas Rishonim. Is a non-Jew, is Meisei Akum Mitami Ba'ohel? That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch discusses it in Yeridea, in Shinayim Beis. Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Machlokas Rishonim, but the Rambam holds that Tumas Akum is not Mitami Ba'ohel. If you look at the beginning of Tumas Meis, we know that the Rambam paskins, the Chilak, he paskins, a goy is metame bimaga ubimasa, but not for ohel. The ain goy metame b'ohel, aleph yud gimel. The dover ze kabalahu. The har yomer bim lechemes midyon, kol nogea b'chalov, alo hiskesham ohel. If you touch any of the midyonim, but not ohel, the chena goy ainu naase tame meis. It's the opposite. A goy cannot become tame meis himself. V'lotumas beis bilvad el b'cholotumas kulan in a goyim v'lo behemim mistamim behem. Okay, that is the on a daraisa level. Goyim cannot become tameh. They're considered zavim midrabanan. That relates to Hanukkah. What the avanim were mitameh the oil? What type of tuma? Ketumazav, but that's the Rambam Shita. Other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos hold that non-Jews are Metame, Ba'ohel, right? Tosfos in Yavamas and elsewhere, partially maybe because of this Gzeira of Tumas Akum, because that's Tumas Seret Hamim, because that's based on the idea of the worry of Tumas Akum throughout the world. What do we paskin? We paskin L'chachila B'dieved. The Chilak L'chachila B'dieved, Shulchan Aruch says, Kibrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Lihi Zoher, HaKohen Milelech Aleihem. A Kohen should be Zoher from going on them. Right? And that's the Zoher. Afal Pishish Mekilin, even though there are some Mekilin. V'nachon L'achmir, Aval Kever Shomum, Or L'Ovdei Kochavim, Metamik Shal Yisrael. So, L'chachila, Tizar Milelech Aleihem, even though there are some Mikilin, that's the Yireim, who says they're not Metame at all, and the Rambam holds that they're not Metame Ba'ohel, but the Shulchan Aruch passes like Tosfos, L'chadchila, Bizar not to go over them. But, and he quotes in the parentheses, I think we pointed this out in the past, Rambam and the Yireim. He puts that both in the parentheses that those are Mekel, but there's a big difference between the Rambam and the Yireim. The Rambam says they're Metame B'mago B'masa, and the Yireim says they're not Metame at all. But either way, that is the Halacha of Meisei Akum. A lot more there, but we have to continue. So those are the three ways that Surya is like Chutz Laretz. U'b'shlosha l'Eretz Yisrael, and the three ways is like Eretz Yisrael. Chayeves b'maisi u'b'shvias k'Eretz Yisrael. Number one, v'harotza likat, midrabanan. V'harotza likat isla betara nichnas. If you want to go in there, betara you can. We'll talk about what that means. V'akona sada b'Surya. If you buy a land, piece of land in Surya, kikone b'parve Yerushalayim. It's like buying in a suburb, in a connected area of Yerushalayim. Right? The Chasam Sofer says, Yerushalayim, not even like an outskirts. Yerushalayim, which is like the Chasam Sofer, it says, it was covered by Ole Bavel and by Ole Mitzrayim, by everybody, right? The Yerushalayim. Period. So let's talk about each one of these. So Chayev B'maisu B'Shvias, Eretz Yisrael. So what did the Brisa say? So in Surya, it's like Eretz Yisrael regarding Trumas and Maisras. Kasavar Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. This Brisa must hold that Kibush Yachid, which Surya we said is Kibush Yachid, has the status of a real Kibush. So now let's talk a little bit more about that. What is Kibush Yachid? What does that mean? We have real Eretz Yisrael. What's Kibush Yachid? So Rashi said already that David HaMelech conquered the land, and then Rashi up here adds second line: Kibush Yachid de David. The Yachid is David HaMelech. Shelo hayu kol Yisrael biyachad kederach shahayu bekibush Yoshua shahayu kulam v'kavshua letzarek kol Yisrael. Number one, were all Jews there. Number two, was it done for the sake of all of Klal Yisrael? So Rashi says this was not David HaMelech did it himself for his own rutzon to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but that gives us the status of Kibush Yachid, so it's under discussion. This price holds, it's Shma Kibush, so it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, Tosfos is in the bottom of Amud Aleph, Tosfos quotes from the Sifri, a different answer. He says it's a timing issue. The timing issue is that David HaMelech conquered these lands before all of Eretz Yisrael was Kvusha. And therefore, that's why it has the status of Kibush Yachid. But after Eretz Yisrael is conquered, then if a king wants to expand the borders, he can expand the borders. Right? That's okay. It's just it was a timing issue. Aval achar shekol Eretz Yisrael kavshuha kol ma sheyikovshe michutz laaretz hayakadosh afilu yachid. Right? If it's done afterwards, the Achronim discuss. But one second, according to Tosfos, so once they conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't l'mafreya become now part. Right, because now what's the rest of conquered? No, it's a din of the Hakdasha itself. If at the time of the Kibush the rest of Eretz Yisrael wasn't conquered, so then it doesn't happen. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, ask some of the Achronim. But 1 minute. According to Tosfos, then any land in the world that a king conquers, l'shem Eretz Yisrael, it's kadosh. So what about if the king of Eretz Yisrael, David HaMelech, would go and conquer New York? So that would have the status of Kibush Haaretz. That would have the extended Eretz Yisrael. Of course not. We wouldn't say that. So what's the answer? Explains Rav Soloveitchik based on others as well. There has to be a din of contiguous. Meaning, it's the idea he gives a mushal. He says, let's say you have Kedusha is like an overflowing cup of wine. Right? It's not going to spill over unless it's full. Right? It has to be full. That's what the Tosfos used the Kedusha. Once Eretz Yisrael is full, then the Kedusha could spill over. But it has to spill over. It doesn't jump out of the cup and go a few feet away. It has to be contiguous, so you could extend Eretz Yisrael. So that's why even Rabbeinu Tam, maybe he would be limited, like we said before, going west to be any chiyuv and shuvas and maestros, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, would only be if it's contiguous. Contiguous, but if it's in a different landmass, you know, then he himself might admit that you would not say that that is. The Nir Latari, I'm reading from the Shiuri Haraf, Shetzach Shetiyah Kol Eretz Yisrael Mitzurefes, V'Ef Shar Shetiyah Mekutaz, Ze'er Shom V'Ze'er Shom. V'Lachein In Kinyan V'Kibush V'Chutz La'aretz Mekadeish Makom Shetiyah Mitzuref La'aretz Yisrael V'Kedushas La'aretz. That's what he, and he quotes that from the Karen Ora also, but that is an important limitation. Weiter. Says the Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what exactly does Kibush Haaretz mean? Continuing. So what does the Braisa say? If you want, just like Eretz Yisrael, if you want to go in, you can. But what I mean, if Amrit Afra Tameh, but we said in the first line that it's like Chutz La'aretz in terms of its dirt being Tameh. So what do you mean you could go in Ptara? The answer, Beshita Tevu Migdol. It means you go in a box or in a wagon. Of the like. D'tanya, the Braisa says, Haniklas la'aretz ha'amim b'shita tevo migdal, if you go into chutz la'aretz, in a shita tevo migdal, Rebbe metame, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda metaher, machlokas tanoim, based on the principle of ohel zaruk. Rebbe Yehuda holds, a moving ohel is not called an ohel, and therefore it's as if you're on the ground in chutz la'aretz, and therefore you're tame, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is metaher. V'yafilu Rebbe lo kam etame ala b'aretz ha'amim. But even Rebbe only says ohel zaruk is nothing, and it's considered like you're on the ground in real chutz la'aretz. The Gazer al Gusha Alavira, because they were Gozer on the dirt and on the airspace. Aval Surya, al Gusha Gazer Alavira, lo Gazer. Even Rebbe would agree that an Oel Zarek here would be okay. Period. And the last one, the last halacha, Vakone Sada Besurya, Kakone Beparva, Beparvari de Yerushalayim. So Lamai Helchasa. What is Lamai Nafka mean is that? That if I buy a piece of land in Syria, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Amar Efsheshes for the following. Lomar, Shekosan Alav, oh no, Afila B'Shabbos. To tell me that I can write a document to buy a piece of land in Syria, even on Shabbos. Really? B'Shabbos Talkadaitach? I can mamish write on Shabbos in order to buy a piece of land in Syria? Or in Eretz Yisrael? Kedama Rava, Omer Lovikachavim Va'ose. No, Amir La'akum. Hachanami Omer Lovikachama Oseh. I can violate, in quotes, Amira La'akum L'shem buying a piece of Syria or, of course, buying a piece of Eretz Yisrael. V'yavagad Amira La'akum Shvus. Even though usually it's an Isser Durabanan to tell a non, ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for me on Shabbos. And this is Rabbanan. Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Logazer Rabbanan. Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's allowed. So if you have a chance to buy a piece of Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos and you wouldn't have the chance after Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a guy to sign the documents. Sign the legal documents because of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's a ton to talk about here. Let's try to squeeze in what we can. Number one, this is the sugya, this Tosfos, Yimaskal Aga, Afagav, the sugya of Shvus and Shvus to Shvus on Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say that you're allowed to violate an Issa Drabanan for Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like it's not every mitzvah. It sounds like Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael is something unique. And that's what Tosfos and we assume. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, or Tosfos adds in another special mitzvah, Bris Milah. To violate an Issa Drabanan, L'shem Yishev Eretz Yisrael, or L'shem Bris Milah, two of the mitzvos that are connected to Torah Kula, so that you could violate. But for all other mitzvos, Rov Rishonim assume, one Issa Drabanan is not good enough. You would need a double Issa Drabanan, what's called a Shvus to Shvus. You're allowed to ask a guy to do an Issa Drabanan for you. B'maka mitzvah. But to ask a guy to do a Daraisa, that is not allowed generally, unless it's Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael or Mishum Bris Milah. That is what we assume la halacha. But there are other Rishonim here. The Itur says, no, this Gemara establishes all mitzvahs. Yishev Eretz Yisrael is an example of a mitzvah. So it's all mitzvahs. So it's Shvus B'maka mitzvahs mutter. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin, you need, shvus, dishvus, a double shvus, b'maka mitzvah. That is what we assume the halacha. And that's based on the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah quotes this in Perek Vav Halacha Tes. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Davar she'ain a malacha. The Rambam says, somebody that is not a malacha. Ve'ain asur la'asosa b'shabbos ela mishum shvus. It's only asur d'rabbanan to do on Shabbos. Mutzer li yisrael lomer l'goy la'asosa b'shabbos. Shvus to Shvus, meaning asking a guy to do a Duravana, you can ask a guy to do it on Shabbos. V'hu shiyah sham, miksas choli, ol yitzarech ledavar tzarech harbe, o mipnei mitzvah. Letzarach mitzvah, letzarach rabim, mikzas choli, any of the tzrachim that are needed, that is allowed for a shvus de shvus. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses, so what's a hefsid? What does it mean, tzarach? How much? How much? He said it's very subjective. What you would really be bothered by if you would lose. You can look there, he gives some examples. But either way, that is discussion number one. Discussion number two here, one other shita, the Arzarua has an unbelievable shita here. He says, what do you mean? This is shvus de shvus. Our Gemara. What are you writing? Is an Issa Durabanan? So the Arzarua holds on Shabbos, the Issa Durais of Ksiv is only if you write in Lashon HaKodesh. That's the Arzarua. This Gemara is talking about if you wrote it in some other language. That's the Arzarua. And the problem is the Ramah quotes that Arzarua. The Ramah quotes it in Hilcha Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha has a 3-page Bir Halacha where he says, do not rely on this. We assume from 25 different sources and all the Rishonim hold that if you write in any language on Shabbos, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah, B'chol Lashon. Difficult, what does the Arzarua do with that Mishnah? But either way, we assume the Halacha, it's D'Oraisa, but that's how the Arzarua reads this line. That this is Shvus to Shvus. But we assume this is one Shvus, and it's mutter for certain mitzvahs. The other important point to mention is that the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam quotes this halacha of Kosanel of Ono Afila B'Shabbos in Hilcha Shabbos in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Lo Gazru B'Davar Zeh. This is one of another about 6 Rambams where the Rambam discusses and quotes Halacha L'Maisa Psakim based on the concept of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah said in the Ksubis about the Eved running away and the Isha of Ksuba, Naksuba, right? All those halachas. And therefore, that is why Rov Achronim assume against the Megillas Esther. The famous comments in the Megillas Esther that the reason the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael in the 613 is because the Rambam does not think it's Halacha L'Maisa B'Zman HaZeh. No mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah when they went in originally and when Mashiach comes. And the Satmar Rebbe was a big fan of that Megillas Esther. Rov Achronim assume that is not the correct pshat of the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes all these halachas in Mishnah Torah that are based on Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes them halachas. He doesn't say they don't apply Bizman HaZeh. This is one of them. This is the most famous one. So Rov Achronim assume that the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah for technical reasons, for some reason. It's probably included in some other mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer said it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim, wiping out the other nations. Right? There are other suggestions given by the Achronim what mitzvah it would be included in. But again, the fact that the Rambam quotes this halacha and he says Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael L'Gazru, right? That l'chora tells us that he holds that it's a mitzvah bezman hazeh halacha l'maisa, but not. For whatever reason, he doesn't count it as a separate one of the 613. Like he doesn't count many mitzvahs. He doesn't count Birchas HaTorah also as a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban jumps on him. So why is that? But there, whatever, there are many different Rambams that there are machlokos about the minyan mitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Eved Shehevi Gito. The Kasev Bo, and Eved that brought his get. We will learn in the Mishnah, Beit Hashem, on Tamar's Daf, that not only does a woman who brings her get, or Edim who bring the get, have to say Panath Maninachta, but an Eved also. An Eved who has his Shtar Shichur, his Shtar of Freedom, he, if he comes, just like the woman, or if other people come, you have to say Panath Maninachta. Because that also has to be written in Lishma. So an Eved Shevi Gito, but what if it says on it, the Kasev Bo, Atzmacha Vinachasai Kenuyin Lecha. You have your freedom, and all my possessions are yours also. So what's the halacha there? Because the Eved is a possession of the Bailim. So does it work? Atzmo kana nechasim lo kana. So he is kona himself, because the special din of the kula of Bafani Nechtam of Bafani Nechtam is allowed regarding his own freedom, just like it's allowed regarding the woman. But nechasim lo kana is not kona the nechasim, because you need two witnesses. You need two witnesses for any kinyan. And the special kula of Mishumi Guna, which is extended to Shtar Shichur, only applies to the Eved's freedom itself, but not to the Nechasim. So Iboilahu, the problem is, what about this case? What if it's all one phrase? Kol Nechasai Kanuyin L'chamahu. What if the language is not separated? The get does not say you and the property. It just says, all my property. And the Eved's included in that. So, Mahu. So, Amar Abaya. Abaya said two things. First, Abaya said, Mitoch Shekona Atzmo Kona Nechasim. Well, since he's Kona himself, because of the Heter, so it's all, you can't see Palgina Dibura, and therefore, he's Kona that all the Nechasim as well. Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi says, no. Bishlama atzmo likni mi didahavi agerisha. Fine, he could get, be kone and get, acquire his own freedom, because that's compared to gerisha. Ela nachasim lo likni. But he can't be kone the property, mi didahavi akiyim shtaris dalma. Or regular kiyim shtaris required too. So hadar am Rabbiya, so Rabbiya changed his shita. Mitoksha lo kone nachasim lo kone atzmo. So he's not kone even himself. So again, Rava says, I didn't mean that. Amar le Rava, bishlama nachasim lo likni, mididav yakim shtaris da'alma. He can't be going to the property. Ela atzmo likni, mididav yagedisha. So ela amar Rava, Rava argues. Rava says, ela chazeh vechazeh, atzmo kana nachasim lo kana. Rava says, even though there's one phrase in the get, all it says, it's kol nachasai kanuyin. So that's good enough, says Rava, to allow himself to be free, but not to allow the property to be his. And Abaya went back and forth, vacillated between the two. Either you say, well, if he's free, he even gets the nechassim, or because he can't get the nechassim, so then he's not going to be free either. And if you look in the Achronim, the Sefer Peles Chaim, he talks about the two tzadim of Abaya. The question is, where do you start from in discussing the shtar? Abaya originally thought that you start talking about the shtar midin kinias atzmo. Shahareim hu eno kones atzmo in yochol liknos es anachasim. So you start with kinias atzmo. And once he's going to himself, the memela, the property could be nigrar. But then Abaya says maybe the opposite. The whole kinias ha'eved is kalul in the kinias kol anachasim. And therefore, once the nachasim are not nikne, then he's not going to be nikne either. The two opposite svaras of Abaya that we have here. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue in the coming days here with the Gittin Daf Tes. Okay, we'll stop here.